This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Dairy producers should review the new coverage options available under the new and improved Margin Protection Program. We'll talk about it with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation next.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation, joins us on Dairy Radio Now. And Chris, we've been talking about enrollment for the new Dairy Margin Protection Program, and it's finally here.
Yes, the USDA announced at the beginning of the week the sign-up for enrollment in, or re-enrollment, in the Margin Protection Program for 2018. So starting next week and running through the end of May, farmers will have the opportunity to either enroll in the Margin Protection Program if they haven't already, or to change their coverage. And I think what they've told us already, Bill, is that even if you don't want to make any coverage changes, you still have to go down to your local FSA office and confirm that. In other words, you basically are expected to contact them even if there's no change in the status quo. What we're asking people to look at is that because of the poor economic conditions we're experiencing right now, and given where we think milk prices will be at least for the first half of the year, it's really going to behoove farmers to look at what their enrollment options are, particularly on their first 5 million pounds of milk production, if you even have that much milk production history. But that means that everyone who has up to 5 million pounds of annual milk production history, you really need to look at what your coverage options could be, because we already know that the program is going to be paying out here in February and quite possibly for the next 3 to 6 months. And that represents a real opportunity for farmers who are going to be using the program this year. Drastically, the premiums have been cut for that first 5 million pounds of your milk production history. As an example, you can get coverage at the 750 margin level for just under 9 cents a hundredweight. So that's the type of thing that we really need farmers to look at. Even if you decide that you don't want any more than just the catastrophic level, at least you will have gone into this 2018 period with these really depressed margins, knowing that you had the opportunity to take advantage of this changed MPP program.
Mulling over the options for disaster coverage, of course, there's the livestock gross margin program as well.
The main thing that you have to decide regarding the MPP is how much coverage you want at the catastrophic level, which, by the way, is now a $5 margin. It was $4 a hundredweight previously, but now for $100 a year, you're covered at the $5 margin level. And then if you want additional coverage up to $8, you can get that for basically pennies a hundredweight on your first 5 million pounds of production. Now, for larger farmers, those who are going to be producing more than 5 million pounds of milk per year, what you're going to have to consider is, do you want to use the margin protection program on maybe at least your 5 million pounds, if not more than that? Or do you also want to look at using the LGM program? The cap on the livestock gross margin program was lifted by the same congressional legislation that made these changes in the MPP. So the LGM may be a better option for people this year, at least particularly larger farms, and that's something that they also will have to consider here in the coming months.
Well, I guess the bottom line is great timing because of the way prices are for 2018. We certainly didn't start out very well.
Well, in this case, Bill, we know that the February margin at 688 will result in payments if you chose coverage of at least 7 or 750 or $8 a hundredweight. And you can do that now retroactive to January, so you're including that February margin. And then if margins are in that same ballpark for the next 3 or 4 months, and right now that's the forecast given where milk prices and feed costs are, then you are almost guaranteed that there will be some payouts at these higher margin levels of coverage.
Thanks for the time today, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.